Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for the Falcons Report.
Whoa, whoa. KZ got another pick. Here's Julio down the far sideline and will score. Sacked. Grady Jarrett got another one. You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Glad to have you listening. Happy Tuesday as we head towards the middle of the week. And as we get to our Falcon Report, which is going to be interesting because Mike and I were one of many who attended a meeting today with the Falcons marketing folks. And I know some people hate that word, Mike, but really it's about branding and, you know, how we expand that that brand in our community. And you think, well, of course, everybody knows the Falcons. It really wasn't about that. As we look ahead to the season, some of the things that are going to be happening with campaigns and, you know, things that we will collab on as far as our radio station and the team. So it was an interesting meeting, to say the least. The one thing we will agree on is some people in meetings ask too many questions.
You know, there's always that. There's three kind of people in the meeting. There's people actually going to have a good idea, and then we'll have bring up a good point and maybe have a point or two. Then you get the some that are just sitting here like brown noses trying to kiss up to the school, you know, the teacher. You know, they'll ask them obligatory silly question, which really has no point, but at least they're involved in the meeting. And then you get the person who bloviates. And then it goes on. And then everybody in their mind is like, you think of like, you know, Showtime at the Apollo. Where's the hook? You know, you need to get the hook. Get Sandman out there and hood. Yeah, and that was like, that happened here. You and I, we're very blessed. We know guys and girls in the cars right now. And in their office, you guys have a real-world job where we don't really have to worry with the intersection of real world and make-believe. We live in make-believe land. This is a really fun job. But every now and again, we got to do meetings.
Yeah, and it was a long one today, but big shout-out to the Atlanta Falcons.
Through no fault of the Falcons.
No, and everybody that was involved with that meeting. It was very productive. To be honest with you, it was productive outside of the questions, but it was very, very productive.
And a free lunch.
And a free lunch. So we just want to give a big shout-out to everybody that was involved, and thanks for putting that on for us. With that said, we get into our Falcon Report. It is always brought to you by our friends at Domino's.
Hey, man, Domino's, a couple of great deals for you guys. A medium three-topping pizza, $7.99. The pan pizza, it's fantastic. Get that when you carry out at Domino's.com. And a large three-topping pizza, $7.99 as well. Get all the details from carryout when you go to Domino's.com.
Now, there is a lot going on. Our Braves continue to roll. We'll talk more about that. Rumors swirling around the Hawks and what they will do in the upcoming draft in just a couple of days. Literally, the countdown is on 48 hours from now or so, a little bit more than that, as we'll talk about that as well, Mike. But I do want to mention this, and coming up in about 15 minutes, find out what relationship is unsalvageable. You might be surprised.
Ooh.
Right now, though, let's talk about what the Falcons did this offseason, because we live in a copycat league where teams tend to do the same thing as other teams, successful teams do. The problem is everybody, Mike, and we've talked about this, everybody's tried to copy the Patriots, right? And this mold of how their front office is run, how they drafted players. The one thing that no one's been able to copycat is the quarterback and the coach, right? We haven't seen that. Belichick's Belichick, Brady's Brady. But all these other parts and pieces, everybody's looked at that organization and said, oh, well, we can do that. And everybody, for the most part, has failed. Now, you've seen some guys, some teams go on some runs. We've even gone to a Super Bowl. But in a league where, you know, everybody tries to copy, the Falcons, when you think about it, we went the other way. And we went the other way because it was out of necessity. I love the quote from Dan Quinn when he came on our show and said, you know, we didn't need the shiny tools, or the shiny toys is what he said. And we both kind of laughed at that. The reason why I bring this up is everybody's talking about, you know, instead of going out and doing something which we all, for the most part, thought we would do, and that's go get one of those shiny toys as a defensive lineman or maybe another, you know, shiny piece in the backfield, we went up front. We went with what wins in the National Football League.
Right. It just, we, as we said, we weren't expecting it because we saw so many talented defensive tackles knowing there was a need there on the D-line. But, you know, it goes back to Dimitroff talking to Arthur Blank and saying, look, I'm going to get this right. We're going to make a commitment to run, you know, to saving Matt Ryan's career. Let's have a good offensive line so he's not a greasy spot in between the hash marks.
Yeah.
And they saw it through. Now, I know that Dan, and he kind of, if you read between the lines when we had Dan Quinn on a few weeks ago, he probably had to bite his lip there seeing some of the talent, you know, falling as it was in the first round when he knows as a defensive line how good some of these guys are. But we know we got Chris Lindstrom is really good, and we're hoping that Caleb McGarry will be up to the task. But you and I have always said this, Carl. These guys have got to start. As good as Brown and Carpenter may be, and Sombrello, they maybe felt his sound, found his second wind, these first-round picks have got to start this year.
The Falcons guys committed $80.3 million to offensive linemen. 51 of that guaranteed. So if in any year where we've all complained, and I give it to my partner who's been on this for at least the last 3 years, probably longer, where we've talked about this, and this was prior to us going to a Super Bowl because the line was terrible. Right. The line got good. We go to a Super Bowl, and we thought we'd be right back in the mix. That wasn't the case. But you can't argue that this team is now committed more than it ever has to offensive line. And, you know, when you talk about going against the grain, it's an offensive league. Everybody wants those nice, shiny pieces. The point for us, though, is we have them. We've got the Julios, the Sanus, the Hoopers, the Freeze, the Calvin Ridleys. We've got all of that stuff. So I got to give the Falcons credit. Now, doesn't mean that it's going to work, Mike. Doesn't mean that we're going to the playoffs or Super Bowls or any of that. But if you ask me right now, before the season started, did they do what they should have done? The answer is a resounding yes. They did exactly what they needed to do. Now it's got to work. And this gets back to you making these guys, you know, coaching them up. Malarkey and Cutter and the offense doing what it needs to do. And Dan Quinn making the defense better as the DC.
Now, the good news is, guys, you know, we say, and I had a few guys hit us up on the text line, what do you mean they have to start? Well, I mean, you're a top 15 pick as an offensive lineman. With the pedigree of being a guard from Boston College, you're expected to start and contribute. McGarry, maybe a little more gray area, although I don't know a lot of Falcon fans that felt that warm and fuzzy about Sombrello. He was a serviceable swingman to play guard and tackle. The good news is whoever starts, they're going to be better than last year, right? We can all agree on that one.
Yes.
Brown, Carpenter, right? Who's the older one? Which one's Jamon Brown is a younger Carpenter. James Carpenter's older.
Yeah, he's older.
Either way, they're bigger and better than what we had. You know, you got two young guys. In the case of Lidstrom, they got everything you heard Dan Quinn talking about in his comments from the small sample size of OTAs and minicamp, that Lidstrom was doing a great job. And Caleb McGarry drew some mentions from Dan Quinn in his comments with the media as well. So no matter who starts, we're going to be better. That means Matt's protected. That means Devontae's going to get a hole to run through. And that means we're going to win more football games, regardless of who's healthy or not healthy on the defense.
No doubt. And by the way, this may, I don't know if it will, it may extend Matt's career, guys. I mean, you know, when you got hit as much as he did, he got hit over 100, I think it was 108 times last year.
Right.
We're not talking about sacks. We're talking about times that guys got to him, boom! He's either letting the ball go or, you know, right afterwards, and he's getting a pop. He got hit more than he has in his entire career. You don't last long if you keep taking those kind of shots.
Right.
So with the moves we've made, I don't know if it to be true because, again, it's still up to Matt, you know, his health and all that stuff. But, Mike, it could extend him maybe two more years if he wants to play that long. I don't know if Matt has said how long he wants to play. I really don't.
But, you know, a lot of guys out there, like Ty, now again, Tom Brady's a different animal, but there's a lot of guys out there. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, how much longer is he's going to go? He's older than Matt. These are guys you expect. You kind of almost anticipate these guys playing till they're in their 40s, right? Or at least 39.
I think so.
That means, what, five more years for Matt Ryan is 34. So, I mean, Matt's a guy I think most Falcon fans expect if you can keep him protected, and Matt's still interested in doing it, that he's going to keep on doing it here.
You guys can get in the conversation on our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, as always, at 404-741-0929. Going against the grain, I think, is going to help us in the long term. It's something that I think threw most people off. Everybody had us taking in, you know, a shiny piece, and whether it was a corner, which we did take later, but I think that defensive thing with Dan Quinn and, oh, he's going to take a defensive piece, just went the opposite way. I think it's going to help us long term. Hey, find us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. It's 929 The Game. Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up, C. Dukes, as I'm thinking about my future.
Yeah, Carl's got a vacation here in just under 2 hours, and he's going to try to stay focused. Stay tuned. They've never let us work together. And I think, out of necessity, Carl, you're going to get two white dudes, me and Chuckery, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Chuckery has already tweeted at you. He's tossing them back, so he's ready to have a good time. It's going to be a fun show.
Right.
And, you know, I think he's in for the next 3 days
or so. I've always asked for Tribble. They'll never let me and Tribble work together, Carl.
He's a madman.
Yeah, he's a maniac. But Chuckery, everyone's going, no.
Love you, Rob.
Love you, Rob. You maniac.
By the way, Rob made me laugh. Last time we were out in the Gulch, I had the brew out there. I had the Hey Man L. He was like, this is genius. Give me another one.
Thanks, Rob. I think, Rob, you've had enough. But anyway, Chuckery and me tomorrow and through the end of the weekend, we'll be talking all about the draft. We'll have our newest Atlanta Hawks in studio, guys, on Friday right here. By the way, before we get done with the Falcon Report brought to you by Domino's, we'd be remiss if we didn't say congratulations to Mohamed Sanu. He and his lovely Danny, they got engaged. She had a grad. I guess she was celebrating her grad school.
Yeah, master's,
I should say. And so he got engaged. So Snoo, you lucky dog! Congratulations.
Yeah, man. Listen, it's all about being happy, and obviously he has found his happy. Hey, coming up, we've got our strong arm story of the day on the way. The Braves are hot, man, and you know we've been talking about it today. Last night it was another good game offensively for our team as we scored 12 runs. We have scored 27 runs in the last two games, and that's impressive. But I think some other numbers that we'll give you are even more impressive as to how good this Braves offense has been. And, Mike, you said this earlier. You said, okay, we're really good right now. And I asked, do you believe what you're seeing? And a lot of guys are like, of course I do.
Right.
But can you beat the Dodgers?
I don't think you're better than the Dodgers right now, but they've had some issues. Their closer's been inconsistent of late, but they've got a closer.
And we're talking about a series, right. Guys, not just one
we're talking
game.
About, like, for instance, last year they came, and for many of you baseball fans, you know, we got excited. I was there, like, anybody that was at SunTrust when Acuna hit the Grand Slam, that's one of those memories. It's almost like, Carl, we didn't win the, we didn't get to the World Series this year, but you feel the change in the organization, and you got a young star, and that was an electric moment for Acuna and all the fans. But I think we got everything. 1-8, I'll put this Braves lineup against the Dodgers, Astros, Red Sox, anybody, Yankees. But you've got to get that pitching tightened up. The good news, as we keep reminding you, is you don't have to do anything today, tomorrow, but you got to beat the other guys to the punch because other teams are going to want to beef up their closer or maybe grab another starter or help for the bullpen.
Yeah, and I only say that because as you start to look at why or how this division might play out, and guys, I said it, I think we're the best team in this division, and that's with our current closer situation. If that gets better, and I hope it does, we have a chance to maybe run away with this thing. You guys realize that the Nationals are 9 games out right now?
Yeah.
I mean.
And if the Mets keep losing, they'll start to make a fire sale after the money they invested in this team in the offseason.
So you get to the All-Star break, and all of a sudden, 3 of the teams in your division will be out of the hunt by double digits. That's running away with it. Right. So even if the Phillies stay close within 5 or 7, you know, we talked about it. If you're beating up on the Mets and the Nationals and the Marlins, you're going to be in good shape. So I'm with you, man. I think we're really good offensively. We're as good as anybody. I just don't know in a series against the Dodgers again if we'd be able to do what we need to do. And that gets back to last year, walks, not scoring runs. I wouldn't be as afraid this year as the scoring runs thing. I think we'd score runs. I don't know if we could hold them.
Yeah, man, the Bravos. Not right now. No, they got everything you need. It's not like it's brain surgery, bro. You need one more. Now, do you feel we need one more closer, though? I mean, one more starter like Madison Baumgartner?
Oh, I'd love it.
I mean,
absolutely.
That's probably when we were bellyaching about Liberty Media being so cheap. The idea they'd go get a Dallas Keuchel and a Baumgartner in one season, that seems like a bit much of an ask.
All right, man. The relationship is unsalvageable. And the latest with our Atlanta Hawks, where are we moving to? Who are we looking at? It's next part of our Strong Arm Story of the Day on Dukes and Bell. Join 92.9 The Game this Friday from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Midday show broadcasting live from 10 to 2. Dukes and Bell, that's us, from 2 to 7. Stop by and have an ice cold Hey Man Ale. But more importantly, hang out with us, man, and come check out the burgers, the wings, the sandwiches, Mike. Twin Peak girls serve the coldest beer. It's going to be a good time.
Can we trust Chuckery in this environment on Friday?
That is Friday, 2 to 7, and the midday guys, Andy and Randy from 10 to 2.
All right, man. Right over Barrett
Park. They were off today, by the way, playing some golf. I don't know if you saw the pictures. I wonder how they played. Andy, you said, can play pretty well.
Andy's really good. Don't ever play Andy for money, man. He's one of those dudes that looks like he's on tour. I mean, doesn't look like the biggest dude out there, but he just has that shot that right on plane, man. I mean, the guy can 300 yards, man. 350. Andy should be on tour. No, Andy's really good.
So he was with our man Sam Tarley today because they got a break because of our meeting. And Randy McMichael, which I didn't know Randy played, but I wonder what he played like or how he played, should I say.
I'm sure there's lots of cigars and fellowship.
Yeah,
and, you know,
I'm sure. So I'm sure you guys will hear plenty about that tomorrow.
I don't think Randy's going to break a club over his knee like Patrick Reed did and Friday or Saturday, I should say. At the if you didn't see it, it was Friday afternoon at the Pebble at the U.S. Open. Patrick Reed on 18, he duffs his shot, he takes his wedge, wham, just snaps it in half right on his thigh. What a strange dude.
It was, but it was impressive, though. Can you do that?
Yeah, I think most guys can do that.
Okay, you're probably right. Hey, man, let's get to our strong arm story of the day.
The strong arm story of the day is brought to you by John Foy and Associates Personal Injury Law.
All right, we're going to get to what's going on with the Hawks. But before we do, reports out that James Harden and Chris Paul's relationship is unsalvageable.
Shocking.
CP3 demanded a trade, and Harden told the front office to choose between them after losing to the Warriors.
Oh, geez.
So here's the craziness. In a Western Conference that looks like it's wide open now that the Warriors have all these injuries.
Right.
You would think that these two guys want to come back next year and take another shot at it. They've had home court advantage in the West 2 years ago. This year, they blew their opportunity. They've lost to the Warriors, I think, four of the last 5 years.
Harden missed Chris Paul 2 years ago when he got hurt.
That's right.
And that was a team you could argue that probably could have gotten it done.
And now, their relationship, according to various reports, is unsalvageable. Okay. Remember we heard they got into it after that loss?
Yeah. Who do you blame there? Who do you put the blame on?
I don't know, man. I mean, listen.
Everyone would immediately assume Harden, but maybe Chris Paul's not the easiest guy to play
and
with.
And that's the thing, Mike. I mean, you know, he leaves the Clippers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some guys are like, Chris Paul's not what you think. You remember him and Rondo got into
round
it?
Round and round.
And Rondo was like, he's not the dude you
I'm
think
I'm the bad
he is.
Guy, but he's a phony, basically yeah. what Rondo was intimating.
Listen, I don't know if we'll know, but okay, this thing, this experiment is gone wrong. It's not going to work, and they're not winning anytime soon. If in fact, CP3 has demanded a trade, here's the other part, Mike. You know, him and LeBron are boys.
All right. Now, yeah, but they had the big banana ride together. Remember they had the big inflatable banana, that video that went viral? So, yeah, man. All right, now we're putting things together. If CP going to race Kyrie to get to L.A.?
But you know what?
To be with LBJ?
But I take Kyrie.
NAD? Keep it on the QT?
I take Kyrie over CP3.
Right.
Because CP3 is OLD. Okay? So let's hear from...
Yeah, but Kyrie is NUTS.
Yes, but let's hear from Daryl Morey.
All right.
The Rockets general manager. We'll get to the Hawks, but this news just coming down.
No, we won't. We're gonna have this group. We're gonna have this group next year. We put together the James Harden, Chris Paul core that was the best team down the stretch from the trade deadline on. We feel extremely comfortable about that, and we want to add one more star to that, and we have a potential way to do it, and hopefully we pull it off. And if we can go into the season with three stars, you know, that's going to be an amazing thing.
Yeah, Daryl, keep smoking that analytics pipe. That works out great. But, yeah, best team since the trade deadline, Carl. And what free agent wouldn't want to go to a toxic environment where the two stars hate each other's guts, allegedly?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at this footage where they're in the huddle.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Paul goes to dap up the beard. Beard slaps his hand away.
Oh,
Mike D'Antoni's in the huddle trying to draw up a play, and they are fussing. And a guy goes, now it all makes sense.
Yeah.
I didn't see all of this. I wasn't paying attention to this because, again, it was not my team. I'm watching and seeing the playoffs. I told you guys the beard is overrated. He's the most overrated player in the NBA.
Well, he's a tremendous scorer. But, again, aside from a few steals here and there, the defensive stuff is such a liability. And as we said, I mean, maybe the fault's somewhere in between the two because nobody's wanted to play with Harden as, you know, as witnessed by KD wanting to get the heck out of Dodge. I don't know, man. I think there's a bit of diva in both those guys. But Chris Paul, because he's doing the endorsements and everything, yep. as Rondo said, maybe he gets more of a pass as far as the perception of a lot of fans out there. As we said, guys, the rumors are going crazy. The Durant dynamic is now he's got to stay in Golden State. Klay Thompson's going to stay. The Knicks declined a recent trade offer. You may have seen this already, Hawks fans. Hawks were trying to package to get up to the number three pick. So what does that mean? What were we going to try to do with number three? R.J. Barrett?
I would assume. If you think, what's the kid, Morant?
Now, again, Ja Morant's going to go to Memphis. Now, we didn't get there, but we would have packaged the 8 and 10. So now what do we do? There's other rumors about us trying to talk to the Cleveland Cavaliers and even some rumors about us and roped in with every other team that's in the top five.
So the thing is, if we are able to make a deal, Pelicans considering trading the number 4 pick to the Hawks for 8 and 10. The Knicks allegedly turned this deal down.
Right.
It still gets you into the top 5, Mike, and I think their target is potentially Cam Reddish. Now, I know some of you are going, wait a minute, but remember, we asked And you're going to hear this coming up at 6:20. We asked Lloyd Pierce yesterday on the show, the Hawks head coach, would you be afraid? And in essence, what I was asking him is, are you afraid of drafting another point guard?
Right.
If there is one of these guys that is a playmaker on the board who could potentially, you know, coexist with Trey, would you be afraid to do that? He said no. So if that's the case, then you're not afraid to go after a guy. Let's just hypothetically say R.J. Barrett is there. You draft him. And you have another ball-dominant guy that can make plays, and sometimes Trey gets the ball taken out of his hands. That's the way great teams work. You don't have one guy that's just the playmaker for everybody.
Right. But like we said, guys, just we like the Braves, we want to see these Braves be proactive before other teams snake you. There's other teams looking to do deals. Our buddy Paul Crane has really dialed in, his friends all over the country in pro basketball. Said the Pelicans, as you mentioned, working on a deal with the Suns, where the Pelicans might want to move up, and then they could have – and they don't want John Morant. They would have R.J. Barrett. They'd have the Duke connection, right?
Yeah.
With Zion. Then there's also talk that we've talked to Cleveland. There was a talk that maybe we would package 10 and 17 and we get a chance to bring maybe Kevin Love down here. I don't know if that would you be interested in Kevin Love?
I would. And Kevin Love's got, I think, 4 more years. You'd have 4 more years of control with his current deal.
These are all rumors this afternoon, basically.
Yeah.
Last day.
He's still owed about $120 million. But, Mike, put Kevin Love on this team. Not only are we a playoff team, we might be a top four team next year.
Yeah, think about the East. Rand. Remember, Boston is going to be dead on arrival. Al Horford is going to opt out. Well, the Boston said they want to keep him, so they have to do a new deal for him. But the Celtics, after clearing all that space, they still got Hayward. But, of course, you know, he's not necessarily the same guy. Isn't that a shame? Boston was like one of the top teams. It was like the Cavs and the Celtics, right?
Yeah.
LeBron obviously splits from the Cavs. And now the Celtics kind of left holding the bag after all the cap space and the moves they were trying to do and trying to make a play for AD. And he wanted no part of it.
It's going to be interesting, guys. Draft night, and we're going to be all over it. The rumors continue to swirl. And this is good news for us. I want to be in the top five if we can. If we stay pat at 8, 10, and 17 – what are your targets at 17? And I've been saying this, Mike. I think if you make this deal for 8 and 10 and you move into the top five, you're probably drafting some kind of big there. And I'm saying a big as in a 4 or 5, a versatile guy. But Claxton, the kid out of Georgia, wouldn't be out of the question. Apparently his workouts have been incredible. And he's blown some NBA guys away. He played on a bad team, so he didn't get a lot of recognition. But he's like a perfect fit for kind of what I think Travis Link and Lloyd Pierce are looking for.
Or would they go, Carl, to the other Georgia, home of Zaza. Talking about, say it with me, gang, Goga Bitadze. Craig, you want to help me on this? It's one of those classic Eastern Europeans. It's G-O-G-A-B-I-T-A-D-Z-E. Bitadze. Anyway, from Georgia, as in the country. He's a 6'11", 250-pound center. Only I've seen some mock drafts where he's in there between like 10 and
10 or 17.
Well, actually, he's here at 17 for the Hawks. Then, of course, I guess Fricky, since we don't have anybody, we're probably going to get rid of those second-round picks. But yeah. Fricky wanted Taco Fall.
Oh, Taco Fall. I thought he was going to bowl.
Look, everybody wants the big guy for whatever reason. But no, in all seriousness, 17, there's a couple of dudes. Keldon Johnson is around there. Does that interest you? Brandon Clark from Gonzaga, although it's kind of redundancy with John Collins, one could argue. But yeah. Although it would be a nice athletic player.
Sure. I like Clark's game. He was very good for
those are all guys that are projected anywhere between 15 and 20, and that's what we're talking about, 17.
All right, man, what do you guys think as we talk about our Hawks? Lots of stuff going on there as to where we might end up. We got, in case you missed it on the way, Garrett just hit me up, Mike. He says, most overrated players, Westbrook, not James Harden. Okay, Harden's overhyped. Stop.
Either way, the experiment in Houston sounds like it's on thin ice. And again, I don't know who to blame either way. If you look at Chris Paul, 2 years ago they had a team that really looked like it was coming together, and then he gets injured, and then, of course, then they could only go as far. And that's when Harden had like a couple of games where he disappeared in that series, too.
Yeah, he did. Guy hits me up. He says, hey, man, I'm changing my insurance.
State Farm can't keep Chris Paul and James together. How are they going to protect me?
That's funny. That's really funny. So appreciate that, man. That's funny stuff. All right, guys, we're coming back. We got plenty more to get to. Lloyd Pierce, head basketball coach of our Hawks, in the 6 o'clock hour. If you didn't hear what he had to say, very interesting stuff about their philosophy. And do guys really ask him questions when they bring him in for a workout?
All right, next, though, Mike Conti's off, so I've got to slide in. Got some stories for you, including what former major leaguer went dumpster diving and somebody had their camera out, Carl.
It's time now for In Case You Missed It with Mike Conti.
Yeah,
I got good news for you.
Right here on Dukes and Bell.
All right, man. Coming up, we got the top three at 6.
And, yes, we do.
Lloyd Pierce on the way as well.
How you doing there, Sparky? You going to focus?
What'd you say?
I said, how you doing there, Ace?
What's
going on, Jack?
No, I'm fine, man.
You got your head right, pal?
I think so. I'm going to make it.
Chest.
About an hour from now. I
do think, by the way, real quick, I think this is very exciting what you guys do. Carl's got a vacation coming up, which begins, and as you can quite obviously know, in less than an hour and 20 minutes. In that,
say that again?
In an hour and 20.
Thank you.
But you have no idea where you're going. You'll be in the car with your wife and lovely daughter, and then she'll tell you your wife's
no daughter. No daughter.
All right.
So, no.
Michelle's going to drop a little surprise destination on you.
Well, listen, life can be boring at times, and it's always fun to know that you're going to a particular place. I was telling this to a buddy of mine, and you say, well, yeah, you have to know because you got to pack. But outside of that, to not know where you're going is kind of fun.
Well, you're packing Bermuda shorts? What do you mean?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you go, it's a beach trip, or you're going to the mountains. I mean, where are you going? And then you pack accordingly, and then you make it happen.
How exciting. Can't wait.
It is. So, yeah, man, follow me on Instagram if you want to know where the hell I end up, and I'll be there, at least in spirit, in about an hour and 20 minutes.
It's In Case You Missed It, normally with Mike Conte, today with me filling in, and it is not brought to you by the Dominican Republic Tourism Board, because if you missed the stories earlier, man, there's even more. You can't even go. I was just like looking for stories and updates during the break. And you talked about this about 3:30 or so last time we did it. More stories. A group of Oklahoma teens senior trip to Dominican Republic, Carl, ruined when they fell sick with a mysterious illness. Deer Creek High School graduates at the embattled Hard Rock Hotel in Punta Cana, which is getting no kind of publicity other than the bad kind. Liz McLaughlin said her daughter, Libby, was among 7 members of the group who fell sick. And they have no idea what's going on. We just don't know what's happening. Is it the water? Is it the ice? Is it the food? The food handling? Pesticides? The first day, the teens enjoyed themselves. By the second day, everybody was sick as a dog. 7 people, according, and these are on the best that media sources can ascertain, 7 Americans died in the Dominican Republic in the first 6 months of the year.
Yeah, listen, it's a problem. Something's going on. You said to me the State Department a month ago put out a notice.
We talked about this, about other stories, because there was another story about people on a plane that all got sick going back to New York, people in Milwaukee getting sick that had stayed in the Dominican, different parts of the country, not just in Punta Cana. But Punta Cana has obviously been the hotbed for all sorts of things involving people having heart attacks, dropping dead, stomach pain. Either way, I'm out. But, we just talked about this. A lady hit us up earlier today on Twitter. Back in April, it's a Category 2 warning, if you will, from the State Department, saying that it's just not safe to be in the Dominican. But that was more about crime, really not to do about the health concerns at hotels.
And by the way, I mean, I've said this, you know, no matter where it is, you pick a country, right? Jamaica, you could go.
Never got sick in Jamaica.
No, but I'm saying there are people who go, hey, I had one bad experience. And if you had a bad experience traveling abroad, you normally don't want to go back to that place because it's just the memories. But it doesn't matter where you go. I'm just saying, Mike, the frequency in which this is happening is the concern. People get sick on trips. Things happen. You've got friends or family. You go, hey, I went such and such. What happened? Oh, I got fit. But the frequency and the weirdness in this is a concern.
Right. And I mentioned this. I've only had, as Carl said, he just laid it out perfectly. I've been going to Jamaica. I don't want to make it sound like we're pooping on the Caribbean. Although if you go to Dominican, you'll certainly be pooping. But no, Carl, anywhere that I've been, I've always had a great time in Dominican. You know, I mean, I should say Jamaica. The only time I was in the Dominican, I got sick. I came back with a parasite. Pedro the Parasite. Great way to lose 15 pounds, by the way. I'm being facetious. Because you're literally, hey, boss, what are we eating tonight? A steak, huh? I mean, you don't want to know. They thought I had hepatitis. And what came down to the guys that I was on the trip with, anybody who played golf, it was the ice chips. So the ice maker got God knows what dripping into it.
Yikes.
So the beer was fine, but it was the ice in contact with the can of beer in the cooler when we're playing golf.
Yeah.
In this case, you get people hitting the mini bar or whatever. A guy just dropped dead at that same hotel. He was age 67. And then you get people claiming of acute stomach pain, et cetera.
Yeah, that's been the common denominator. Again, I'm not a forensic scientist. I don't know. But from what I'm hearing and reading and watching these stories, the mini bar.
Well,
the mini bar.
You think they're pouring rot gut whiskey in there?
I don't know.
I mean, are they using paint thinner for like vodka? I have no idea. Either way, I would say, you know what, kids? Maybe you avoid the DR for the time being.
I'm out.
Hey, man, guess what former Major League Baseball player spent 9 hours in a dumpster outside of Jersey Mike's Sub Shop outside of Philadelphia?
What?
Lenny Dykstra. Lenny Dykstra, this is in, yeah, who else is it going to be? Lenny Dykstra, apparently, 9 hours in a dumpster outside a Jersey Mike's sub shop because he lost his dentures.
So he went in the trash?
The bread is so hard on those subs, Dykstra told NJ Advanced Media on Tuesday. I took my teeth out and put them in a napkin, folded it up, and forgot them there. Dykstra left the restaurant, which is about 2 miles from his home, later realized he left his teeth in a napkin. Dentures, specially made with bone marrow and valued at $80,000. So Lenny Dykstra and a friend in a dumpster at a Jersey Mike's looking for his teeth.
Well, you know, Dykstra is a guy that, Mike, he's been in the news a lot lately, right? I mean, he's a guy that, what do you make of him now?
Well, he's a hot mess, and I was a big fan of his as a kid before I realized he was a disaster. It gets better, Carl. 9 hours, Dykstra said he and a friend, a tag team wrestler who goes by the name Sprinkles the Clown, dug through the dumpster behind a Jersey Mike's. Shortly after 11 p.m., the friend took to Twitter to ask for help. Would you want to come help me and Lenny Dykstra look for his dentures tonight? Or does anyone? This is a serious question. 9 hours. Man, he's a disaster, man.
He is a hot mess. He is.
Hey, Brett Favre is on Twitter last night.
Favre?
Brett Favre says,
I didn't even know he was on Twitter.
A true champion sticks to his or her calling. I will be coming out of retirement and making my return to play in the NFL for the 2020 season.
Whoa.
Stay tuned for more hashtag news.
Stop it.
Favre turns 50 in October, by the way.
This is not the real. It's the real Brett Favre?
TMZ says it was his Twitter page, but he was hacked.
Oh, okay.
The post was deleted shortly after it appeared, but it lives on in screenshots. Because, you know, if you throw something out there on Twitter, it's out there. It's Brett Favre, and apparently, you know, I mean, what do you think? You think he got in the sauce, or you think somebody actually get?
No,
nobody actually hacked an account.
No, that's not true, Mike.
Nobody hacked me. I got drunk and said something stupid on Twitter.
That's the excuse you use, Mike.
No,
but haven't you learned? No, I got hacked.
No, you didn't get hacked. You know what it was? The night I had my episode on Twitter, I had three makers and Coke over, or three makers and ginger at Marlowe's. And then I had my buddies on the phone. What the heck's going on with this Yankees-Astros game? What's that about?
Well, he said, were you roofied?
No, I wasn't roofied. I'm just plain stupid. You know that. No, yeah. But I mean, I, of course, it continued more drinking at home. I'm playing the foundation of how I had my Twitter episode.
Yeah, I'm with you on this. We talk about it. The hack thing always seems like a lame excuse.
Right.
But if you're Brett Favre, I mean, really, I'm coming back? Well, okay.
Well, hey, man, we made some news yesterday. You heard the comments from Squidbelly in Yeah Man, No Man. O.J. Simpson has taken to Twitter.
The Juice!
And The Juice is now offering fantasy football advice if you missed the segment last hour. Meanwhile, speaking of high-profile dudes we used to love in jail, Bill Cosby is apparently doing extremely well in prison, giving motivational speeches to his fellow inmates and working out consistently to get in shape behind bars. Spokesman Andrew Wyatt said the cause is in apparently high demand at the SCI Phoenix, the maximum security prison about 20 miles from Philadelphia, where he began serving a 3 to 10 year prison term in September.
Wow. All right.
You want some booty pops?
Okay. Yeah. Isn't Bill Cosby on Twitter now, by the way?
Well, that's just, I think we've all realized that's got to be some fake encounter, right? There was some stuff out there about wishing everybody Happy Father's Day.
Yeah,
right?
I did see that as well.
Apparently, the inmates, they view him as a father figure to them. He's America's dad.
How ironic.
He's extremely popular. Some of the prisoners come up to him and want to just talk to him about things like the Cosby Show.
Of course they do.
Anyway, there's your In Case You Missed It.
He gets out when? When does he get out? He's got another year in there?
Three to ten, so, you know.
Is that what he's on?
I presume like
it's
anybody
else. It's not hard time, though, is it?
Well, I mean, wherever he is, he's interacting and having a great time with the other inmates. Apparently, he can be up for parole, I would imagine, after 3 years.
All right, man. In case you missed it, dude, here on Dukes and Bell. You all right over there?
Oh, man, sorry about this. I apologize, guys. I've already talked to my guys over the Emory Voice Center. I've had this throat thing. And when you cough, it just wrecks the vocal cords. So yeah. I got to be careful since I had vocal cord surgery.
All right, man. Be safe.
No, I got Chuckery to carry me home. What could possibly go wrong?
No idea. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tell me about it when I get back. Coming up, top three at six. And our conversation with Lloyd Pierce, head basketball coach of our Atlanta Hawks. It's all on the way.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.